Okay, I have a few injuries to talk about. Tom Crabtree, Guy Lawrence, and Taylor were the three that were the three that missed practice. Also, Adrian Battles with Achilles was, and Theo Sherman with the ankle sprain. TJ Lang was not here on a personal matter, and Jamon Williams left practice today with hip tightness that could be serious. With that, I'll take your questions.
Did you say Crabtree what?
Tom had a hip flexor. So.
And Mark? Or Guy?
Guy had the concussion.
Oh.
Taylor also had a concussion. It was great to get everybody out there. I thought practice as a whole picked up just as far as the structure, the mechanics that we were trying to get done. I had a number of 2-minute drills today, a no huddle drill, just trying to get, you know, eight reps to a group and just, you know, continue to install and get all the different situations that you do the first week of training camp. I thought the tempo was much better. I feel the defense has been pretty much steady. I thought the offense had it really going there in early practice, had a tough segment there at the end of blitz, and did some good things to finish. So I thought we took a step forward today as a football team.
Mike, when did Taylor suffer the concussion? Was that yesterday?
That was last night, yes.
And how do you consult with doctors, and when do you go to the concussion program, or how does that work with them?
You know, it's, as far as the protocol, that's really something in Dr. John Gray's hands, and obviously we're in line with everything that's required. I don't have the point-by-point information for you.
Some of these undrafted guys have to get noticed, and many of them stood out to you.
Well, we have history with undrafted free agents being successful here, and really this is tough on them. This is the toughest year. You could really see, you know, the first three installations, they had a chance because they had probably, you know, 2.5 days with their position coach to get ready for it. But, you know, now the last two installs, 4 and 5, and, you know, going again tomorrow, like today, goal line went in. We did no huddle, 2 minutes, more extensive red zone. You could see they're starting to struggle with the new information that they get every afternoon and have to apply it at night. So I'm not really ready to award anybody the early award, you know, the early good look award. As far as the free agents, but I like them as a group. I like the way they're working. I think it's like anything when you go to training camp. Really, for me, when you go back to the off season, you look for your offense to look a certain way. You look for your defense to look a certain way. You look for things you're trying to get done in special teams. That's always the last part where you get fluid at, because you have so many different players moving in and out of those spots. So practice doesn't look the way it's supposed to look right now, and it's really just the times that we're in. So it's the install phase, and our veterans are doing an excellent job. I've been very impressed with it. You see a lot of individual conversation with the older guys, talking to the younger guys, whether it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers on offense, Charles Woodson, you know, all the way through Jamon Williams. But it's, you know, we got time, and we're taking it day by day. So in fairness to the rookie free agents and even the drafted rookies, we're climbing uphill right now.
Like, when you got in that blitz drill, you said you had a few problems. Is that mostly with the twos and threes that you were having?
It was spread around. It was really the last 7 plays that the blitz were there. We just had some mental errors. You know, the defense had A gap, B gap penetration there the last couple. It was the last 5 reps. You had, you know, two legal procedures. And also we had the last play that was fumbled. So other than that, I thought the offense did a lot of positive things. I think the quarterback, you know, Aaron's looked sharp. Matt's done a good job, and Graham's doing some good things. But it's like anything. It's those guys getting in tune with the protection, with the centers. And, you know, Nick's getting a lot more work. So yeah, we have some new guys at center. We got a lot of work to do.
What have you thought about Bush?
I'm sorry.
What have you thought about Jared Bush's camp so far?
I think he's excellent. I mean, he's, you know, playing nickel, playing, you know, he'll play some dime at some point maybe. So be, you know, third, fourth corner. So I think he's having a heck of a camp. It's coming. kind of picked up where he left off in the season.
Coach, good to see Mike Neal get back into the team reps.
It's great to see Mike get back, you know, full go. I know he felt good after yesterday's work, so we brought him all the way back today. So, young player, just like most of our team. We just need reps, need to practice, need these live reps at night.